I discovered something on a walk. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. These stories that I provide on this channel are comprehensible input for English language learning. If you need to know more about comprehensible input, I have a bunch of videos on that subject. Let's get started with our story. 2 days ago, I made a video deep in the redwoods, not too far from here, just down the hill from here. When I completed my walk, I had to walk the rest of the way home, and that took me through the neighborhood. Now, we live out in the country. This is not city life. This is a very rural setting, but there are streets and houses and mailboxes, typical of living out in the country. On the way home, I saw a sign that had been put up by a realtor, that is a real estate agent. You probably know that a real estate agent or a realtor is someone who helps an owner sell a house or helps a buyer buy the house. Realtors typically work on commission. So whatever the final sale price of the house turns out to be, the realtor's fee is a percentage of that. Realtors want to sell houses. They're very motivated. They're also very helpful to buyers and sellers because there's a lot of complexity in real estate sales. Knowing quite a few realtors, I would say they earn their keep. That is, they add enough value to justify the size of their fee. Other opinions on this may differ, but I've given you mine. So I was walking back to the house and I saw this sign that pointed down the street and announced that there was a house for sale. It gave the name of the real estate agent, and then it said open house. Now, an open house is very specific in the context of real estate sales. An open house means that the agent is there at the house with the house unlocked, and people can just show up and be shown around the house. Potential buyers can look at the house because the agent, the listing agent for that property, is there. I walked up to the house because I suspected I knew which house it was. So I walked up the street. Now, this street that I'm talking about is a cul-de-sac. I've talked about cul-de-sacs in the past. A cul-de-sac is a street in a residential area that ends in a dead end. Frequently, when they build a cul-de-sac, they enlarge the pavement at the end so that it's more practical to turn a vehicle around as opposed to having to do something very difficult in a tight space. So I walked up this cul-de-sac and I was correct. The house that was for sale was the one I had suspected might be for sale. The reason I was interested is this is the home owned by the lady who walked Maggie. Who is Maggie, you might ask? Well, I have a video about Maggie. Maggie is a dog, and if you're interested in this touching story, it is on this channel in the video section, and it's entitled Maggie's Story. To my eye, Maggie was a German short hair female. I have no evidence that she ever worked as a hunting dog, but the breed, German short hair, is a fine, well-respected hunting dog. The lady who walked Maggie was not Maggie's owner. Maggie lived next door, but the lady who took her on walks was her neighbor. This relationship between this dog and this lady developed spontaneously. It just happened. In this area, when a house goes up for sale, we become aware of the fact that our neighbors are getting older. And so when a house in the area goes up for sale, it stimulates the question in your mind, what happened to the owner? Did they get sick? Or worse, could they have died? As I walked up to the house, there was a fellow standing in front of the house talking to another guy who was getting into his car to drive away. I surmised that the fellow remaining behind was probably the listing agent. He was probably the realtor who was there for the open house. I had read his name on the sign, so I knew the name of the realtor. So I greeted him and said, "Are you so-and-so?" referring to the name on the sign. He said, "Why, yes, I am," and extended his hand. I introduced myself and we chatted briefly. I explained that I was not looking to buy a house. He was a little puzzled because I was carrying an action camera on a selfie stick and I had this microphone on. He was clearly curious. So we talked briefly and he said, "Would you like to come in and see the house? Have you ever been in it before?" I said, "No, I'd love to see it." So I walked in and the place is a palace by my standards. It's beautiful and probably about twice as big as our house. It's beautiful. The view is great. The grounds are great. It's just a spectacular house. We talked for quite some time, but at some point he was just really curious about the microphone and the action camera. "What's this all about?" So he asked, and I explained that I had been making a YouTube video down the hill in the Redwoods. And he was curious what sort of channel I had, so I explained that. Now, one of the interesting experiences you can have is to explain to someone who doesn't know what comprehensible input is. The general public is pretty unfamiliar with the concept. And when I tried to explain it to him, it just didn't quite compute until I got far enough into the explanation that he said, "Oh, I get it." And then he proceeded to tell me a story. He explained that he and his wife had been in Albania last year, about a year ago now. They were traveling there without knowing the local language, and so from time to time they had some difficulty. They were in a town and they wanted to stay in a hotel, but when they went in, it appeared that no one spoke English. He had been talking or trying to talk to the owner or the person at the desk, but he was getting nowhere. And then a little voice said, "Can I help you? Do you need a place to stay? Do you want a hotel?" This little voice came from a little girl, perhaps 8 or 10 years old, not an adult, but she spoke perfect English. She spoke extremely well. She introduced herself. She was the daughter of the owner, and she was happy to help. She facilitated their check-in, translated everything, got them settled in their room. Everything was great. But this fellow just had to know. They were in the middle of Albania. Basically, nobody speaks English. And yet this little girl spoke perfect English. How could this be? So he asked her the obvious question. "How come you speak English so well?" She answered with one word. YouTube. Now, I doubt that this girl in Albania learned her English from this channel for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm not that grandiose. I'm not trying to appear that important. Second of all, this occurred before this channel launched. But it does illustrate that real people in places around the world use YouTube to learn English. Or whatever language. I found that story just enchanting. For the past 7 months, I've been churning out these videos and putting them out on YouTube. And I know that people are watching them. I know that the viewership is growing. And I know from the comments section that people value this content. But it was very helpful to hear a story that showcased how a little girl in Albania used the resources available to her online on YouTube to acquire a life-changing skill. She's fluent in English. I'm really glad I walked up and introduced myself to that real estate agent. Oh, I did ask him about the well-being of the owners of the house, and he assured me that they were fine. This was just downsizing. What a relief. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.